Dr. Richard Moore at the Edge for Men at the corner of Clayton and Lindbergh. Optimize your sexual wellness now. Call for an appointment with the doctor at 314-736-4MEN or log on to the Edge for Men, STL.com.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been in business in St. Louis for over 10 years. We use modern GPS technology to find people or to figure out what they're doing when you're not around. Call me, 238-1367, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
If everything you thought to be true about your insurance turned out to be untrue, when would you like to know about it? Hey, I get it. I'm Jeff Earhart, and I know there's a lot of different places that you can get a quote from, but there's not a lot of places to get useful information. My team and I believe that everybody does what's in their own best interest 100% of the time, so you are the decision maker in this relationship. We believe it's our job to give you easy to understand, useful education, and allow you to make the best decisions for your family. Give us a call at 314-821-JEFF, 314-821-JEFF, or online at www.jeffearhart.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me.
Yeah.
To be with Bernice.
Crossed over, if I ever have a cent, I'll be
with died on the Rockefeller. The day Elvis died 41 years ago. So the king of rock. Queen of Soul.
He died in 1977, if I remember.
Yeah.
And, yeah, same day. King of Rock and Queen of Soul. They're probably up there kicking it around right now. Let's get a jam session together. Since I'm going here. The boss wants some music.
The boss.
Well, the boss would be God.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on August 16th. Obviously, Aretha Franklin was a huge, huge name in the industry, but not like Elvis. Look, I can sit here and tell you it was 1977. I don't think I can tell you the date or even the year that any other singer died. I can't do it. Sinatra, I don't know. Davy Jones. I mean, no, there's not that level. Boy, that Elvis, I can tell you that John Lennon died. I think it was December 8th, December something, 1980. December, I know it was 1980. I'm going to go.
Why is it important that we remember the day people die?
It's not. It's just not. But somebody made it important. The day the music died. Well, blame Don McLean.
Okay.
Bye bye, Miss American Pie. Help me with Lennon. It was December something, and it was 1980. And that's as close as I can get. So I do have his year, and I have Elvis's year.
You were right. It was December 8th, 1980.
And that's it. I don't know. I don't know when Buddy Holly, this is just from memory, died in a plane crash with, this is a great story, the Big Bopper. Thank you.
And Richie Valens.
Richie Valens was the Big Bopper, wasn't he?
No. No, okay. Big Bopper was somebody else.
Wasn't it four people? Buddy Holly, Big Bopper, Richie Valens, and somebody else. But do you know who didn't die in that plane crash, but who was supposed to be on that plane? And the weather was bad, and it was winter and some snow, and the pilot said, we're going to be overweight. Somebody has to stay back. And I think Drew Straws or something, and somebody had to stay back. Do you know who the somebody was? Waylon Jennings Waylon Jennings is alive, or was alive, for many, many years because he wasn't on that plane. And I saw him in an interview, and you know what survivor guilt is? It's you feel bad that you're around and they're not. And he said he had it for a long time.
I'm about to blow you away. Maybe you knew this and maybe you didn't, but I was looking up Buddy Holly, who died in the crash.
Right.
And it was just him, Richie Valens, the Big Bopper, and the pilot. But when I said, why is it important that we know what day people died, what did you say?
It's not.
You said it's Don McLean's fault.
It's Don McLean's fault because of that American Pie.
That's what that song's about. Is that?
Oh,
that?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know if you knew that. Yeah, you were just throwing that out there.
That's why.
I thought you were trying to be funny.
No.
You were actually being accurate for a change.
Yeah. Thank you.
My bad.
No, that's why I said it. He made it a big deal. But you know, for years, I didn't know that's what that song was about.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you just listen to it, there's nothing in there that goes, Buddy Holly died in a crash. I mean, that's not in there. And then somebody said, oh, that's about the day the music died was that plane crash. Now, what's interesting is, and I guess it's only because, you know, we knew these people's names. I don't know that singers die in any way disproportionately to other people, but Ricky Nelson died in a plane crash. Patsy Cline died in a plane crash. Jim Reeves died. Jim Reeves, what a voice. Jim, you know who Jim Reeves is, Limey?
I do not know.
All right, pull up on your computer. He'll Have to Go. Just that song by Jim Reeves. Jim Reeves had a voice of velvet, and he died in a plane crash. Reba's Band died. Remember that?
So did most of Leonard Skinner.
Leonard Skinner. Reba's Band flew into a mountain.
And John Denver.
John Denver died in his own plane. Mm-hmm. It was called a Long Easy. It was a home-built plane, and it had a fuel selector to switch tanks, but it was behind you, which is so weird. And he ran out of fuel and didn't have time to reach back and switch fuel, and he went in the water and died. Now, I won't lie to me to hear a little of Jim Reed. Go ahead. I think there's an intro to it. Yeah. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Country 550, the greatest country music that was ever recorded.
590.
Stop.
Frank.
No.
I think we're about to hear and edit that out, maybe.
See, this is where Tim actually does not know me. I don't want you to edit it out.
All right.
I want to take responsibility for that misstep that I made. But I do want you to start the music.
This back in your KUSA days, though? That was.
Let's make it KUSA. Well, stop the music. Dan's got a point. Yeah. When I was on 550, it was KUSA.
Yeah.
That would have been accurate. So it wasn't completely off base, but it was a screw up. So start it over, and we'll make it this station. But let's pretend we changed. Let's pretend we got here. I'll make this. We'll pretend I just got an email, and here's the email. Dear Frank, the sports thing is just not working. I think we should make 590 country gold, the best country music ever recorded. What do you think? And my response email would be, Randy, I think that's a great idea. We should start immediately. In fact, let's start on Thursday, August 16th at 3 o'clock. And then Randy emails back, hey, bud, great idea. It's okay with me. And so now we kick off our new format. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Country 590, the greatest country music ever recorded. Let's start with one of the greats, Jim Reeves.
Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone.
And you hit the post right there.
You did.
Listen to this guy.
Let's pretend that we're together all alone.
What a voice.
I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low. And you can tell your friend there with you, you'll have to go.
The great Jim Reed. What we should do, now that we've started it, we should have our research guru, Tim Woodburn, pull up all of the famous singers, musicians, who died in plane crashes. Dean Martin's son, who was not a musician, died in a plane crash. And that was the same mountain that Reba's band flew into. And it's the same mountain that Frank Sinatra's mom flew into. She was a passenger on a plane on the way to see him in concert and flew in the same mountain.
What the heck's up with that mountain?
I don't know. It's like the Bermuda Triangle mountain.
Patsy Cline in 1963.
Of course. Yeah. Well, probably the best known.
Ricky Nelson in 85. Lynyrd Skynyrd in 77. Otis Redding and the Bar Keys in 67. Randy Rhoads, who played with Ozzy Osbourne in 82.
Oh, yeah.
Will Rogers in 1935. Stevie Ray Vaughan in 1990.
Oh, Stevie Ray Vaughan was a big one.
Aaliyah. Now we're getting
into that. Huh?
Right. Oh, yeah. 2000, right. So that was in 2001. Those are some of the bigger ones.
Well, when you think, it's not that many when you think about all the people who fly, all the musicians who fly. Now, as long as we're doing Country Gold 590, pull up Patsy Cline and let's do the most famous one.
John Denver, Jim Croce.
Yeah. Croce, I forgot about him.
Yeah.
What's the most popular Patsy Cline song?
Crazy. Right. Just crazy.
That's by Willie Nelson.
Thank you, Dan. That was my intro. You blew it. Of course. I know it was written by Willie Nelson.
Hey, take that out.
I look like I didn't hear him. Who wrote that?
Willie Nelson.
Oh, wow.
You just let me know. Good afternoon, everybody. More of the greatest country music ever recorded on 590 Country Gold. Patsy Cline. This was written by Willie Nelson. He recorded it, but she made it a hit. It's called Crazy.
Crazy.
Whoa.
I'm crazy for feeling so lonely.
Do you remember the length of the intros?
No, I just know what they sound like.
Nailed it.
Feel free, ladies and gentlemen, to sing along. I'm crazy for loving you. I'm feeling so blue.
So blue. I knew you'd love me
as long as you wanted. And then someday you'd find somebody new. Feel free to sing along.
And then someday
you leave me for somebody new. Country Gold, 590. Now let's keep it going. There's a guy, he didn't die in a plane crash, but his name was... Now these are the greats that even I'm too young to really have appreciated. There was a guy named Eddie Arnold. Anybody know who Eddie Arnold?
Oh, yeah.
Another, like Jim Reeves, voice of velvet. Now... Eddie Arnold had Welcome to My World. Pull up. What do you see for Eddie Arnold? What song? Give me the song.
I see Cattle Call. I see For the Good Times. You Don't Know Me. Yesterday When I Was Young. Green Grass of Home.
Do you see...
He grew up in Fenton.
What did I just say? Make the World Go Away. Does he do that? He did that, didn't he?
Yep, I got it.
All right. Let's continue with our new format. I don't know this, but I know he's saying it. There's no intro time for that. Let's pick another one. Give me another Eddie Arnold.
All right.
Oh, I know. Jim, I Wore a Tie Today.
Is Dan that hates Eddie it. Arnold?
Yes, Dan hates it. Everybody I've ever worked with hated this song. It's called Jim, I Wore a Tie Today.
It is horrible.
5 seconds.
Jim.
All right. We got to wait for a 5-second ad.
Oh.
Well, welcome to more of the great country gold music of 590. This is the late, great Eddie Arnold. Mr. Velvet voice called Jim, I Wore a Tie Today.
Jim, I did everything that I could, but your fever just wouldn't die down. So I tied your horse to the wagon bed, and last night I brought you to town.
Now turn around, people to hear this.
But when I got there, you were gone, Jim. And there was nothing nobody could do. I bought you a suit and a tie, Jim, and today I wore one too. Jim, I wore a tie today, the first one that I ever wore. And you'd have said I looked like a dummy.
All right, stop the music right here. Everybody I have ever worked with laughs at this song. Now, this is a song
like
about
dummy.
A guy's best friend. Hang on.
I know.
Best friend Jim passes away, and Jim had his friend never dressed up. And what he's saying is, Jim, I wore a tie today, the first one that I ever wore, and you'd have said I look like a dummy out of a dry goods store. But what he's saying is, out of respect for you, I wore a tie to your funeral. I think it's sad and beautiful, and everybody laughs at it.
If you're going to keep this up, I'm going to bring a gong into the studio.
Okay.
I'm going to bring a big mallet, and I'm going to bring a gong. I'm going to put it right there. I'm going to hit it.
Well, let me ask you losers this, you heartless, without feeling losers. Limey, do you know the song He Stopped Loving Her Today by George Jones?
No, I do not.
It has it has been named, and I'm not making this up, George Jones, He Stopped Loving Her Today. It has been named officially the saddest country song ever recorded.
You want me to play it?
Yes. We'll play a little bit of it as part of our new format.
Does our new format play country and western or just country?
Well, there is no country and western. It's just country.
He said, I'll love you till I die.
Jim, George Jones, everybody, stop loving her today.
She told him you'll forget in time.
Now just listen to the lyrics.
As the years went slowly by, she still prayed upon his
I never thought that today our mission would be to make people cry.
I know.
That's what we're doing.
Kept her picture on his wall.
Kept her picture on his wall.
Went half crazy now and then.
Now seriously, try to imagine being this guy.
He still loved her through it all.
Poor sad guy.
Hoping she'd come back again.
She left him, and he wants her back so bad he can't get her out of his head.
He needs a tender.
Do not talk over He Stopped Loving Her Today. That is sacrilegious. You need to back it up because this line is very important.
He talks over the whole song.
I talk during the lulls between lyrics. If you play back, you will hear that. I did not talk over the lyrics. Go ahead.
I kept
her picture by his bed.
With some lotion.
In 1962.
Some Juggins.
All right, stop.
He had
kept some letters by his bed, dated 1962. All right, you guys are going to hell. You're all going to go to hell. Because here's what's going to happen when you die. You're going to get to the gates, and St. Peter's going to go, Woodburn. Come, Woodburn. Oh, here you are, right here. You're in our file. You laughed over a death and a song about a grieving man whose woman had left. Is that true, Tim? Did you do that? And you say, yeah, it did. Trap door. Right to hell.
Let me tell you something. I seriously think you could change the format of this three-hour show to a country music format, and I bet the owner of the station wouldn't know until, like, Christmas.
No. You are right.
Hey, Frank, are you playing some songs?
Can I? And then we're going to pick up with George Jones. But I want to tell people something that is absolutely true. And this is not a criticism, necessarily. I spoke to the owner of the station for the last time about, I guess, close to a month ago. And I knew that he had never heard the show. And I asked him then, I said, have you listened yet? And he went, no, bud. He's never heard the show. So Tim is right. We could change right now to Country Gold 590. Put a little bit of a Davy Lee thing in there. And he's right. The phone might ring about January 4th going, hey, bud, I just tuned in. What is this? When did that start? So pick up with, he kept her letters by his bed, dated 1962. He had underlined in red every single I love you. Now I'm about to start crying. Go ahead.
In 1962.
Man, nobody could make it sad better than George.
He had underlined in red
every single I love you.
Every single I love you.
Officially saddest song ever recorded.
I went to see him just today.
All right, pay attention. Pay attention.
Oh, but I didn't see no tears.
Man had been crying for years, but not now. No tears.
All dressed up to go away.
First time I'd seen him smile in years.
Now, this is good. Limey's not laughing.
He stopped loving her today.
Oh, wait, I get it. I get it.
They placed a wreath.
They placed the wreath up on his door.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay, stop it. The only way he could stop loving her was to die.
Yeah.
That's love, buddy. That's a love. Yeah, that's right, folks. That's a love song. Now, pull up Vern Gosden.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to...
Vern Gosden.
Welcome to We're Gonna Make You Cry.
Yeah, right.
Now, this is called Chiseled in Stone, which is a reference to a tombstone.
Wow.
I love sad music. I know there's something wrong with me. I love sad music. And I've sat in the car many, many times. You start crying listening to sad songs. I like it. After this short commercial he's watching here.
Songs make you cry?
Yes. Right, Vern Gosden, Chiseled in Stone. Afternoon, everybody.
You ran crying to the bedroom. I ran off to the bar.
Crank it up.
Another piece of heaven gone to heaven. The words we spoke in anger just tore my world apart. And I sat there feeling sorry for myself. Then an old man sat down beside me and looked me in the eye. And he said, son, I know what you're going through. You ought to get down on your knees and thank your lucky star that you got someone to go home to.
Lonely. Hang on.
For how long?
What are you doing?
But
you don't know about lonely.
Till you've lived through the story. That's still living in me. You don't know about sadness.
You don't know about sadness. Face life alone.
You don't know about lonely.
You don't know about lonely.
Till it's chiseled in stone.
Woo! Till it's chiseled in stone. Okay, you can fade it out. Meaning, make sure you make everything right with whoever your other partner is, because you don't know lonely till it's chiseled in stone. You're looking at their grave mark. Now, you got to admit, that's sad.
That's pretty morbid. Yeah.
I have a...
Now, you don't like sad music, I can tell.
I have a sad song about, like, bondage and things like that.
Why don't you keep playing it?
That made me cry.
I like that song.
A little bit deep of it. All right.
See, stop. You know what's wrong with you morons? Is, I cannot even get like 20 minutes of serious spotlighting artists. You guys have to laugh at it, make fun of it, which means you have no heart.
Well, no, we're all in like really good moods, and you're playing the most depressing
country
music.
I'm in the best
music.
Mood I've been all week. I'm trying to bring that down. That's how good a mood I'm in.
Do you want to listen to Randy Travis, On the Other Hand?
Well, that's not a sad song. That's about a guy who is attracted to a woman, but he's married. And it's about a wedding ring. On the other hand, there's a golden band. And that's a reference. But country, they're the best at two things. Patriotism and sadness.
Mm-hmm.
They are. You can't give me any other genre of music. We got a bunch of phone. I know what this is. Everybody's calling with their
request,
recommendations, yeah. Sad songs. I like to cry. I like sad movies and sad stories if they're realistic. I like sad songs, and I don't think that means there's anything wrong with me. And I could be wrong. It could mean I'm really messed up. Let's talk to first of all, here are the numbers, 314-821-0590. or 855-282-TALK, which is 855-282-8255. Steve was first on board. Steve, welcome to 5-9. Welcome to Country 5-9, everybody. What can we do for you?
Hey, bud, what the hell is going on?
What's up?
Hey, AM into PM.
Thank you.
Hey, I lost my dad a few years ago, mm-hmm. and went down to bring some things back, and he had an old Mercury Sable, and it had a six-player CD changer in it.
Woo-hoo.
So I'm coming back from Wapapella Lake, so I got a lot of time. So I'm like, all right, well, let's check out what Dad listened to. And
no matter what the music was, this has got to be kind of both. It's bittersweet. It's great, but it's really sad because you're in the car knowing this is what he was listening to when he was in that car.
Exactly. Well, he was old school country, and he just loved Vince Gill.
Oh, Vince Gill. Thank you, because I was going to bring Vince Gill up. Go ahead.
Well, I'm driving, and my wife's following me home, and I had to pull over to the side of the road because you're a country music fan, so I know you know the song.
Go rest high on that mountain. I knew you'd say that. Go rest high. All right, Limey, Vince Gill, rest high on that mountain. He wrote it originally for, I believe, Keith Whitley when Keith Whitley died, and then he kind of rewrote it when his own brother died.
And they all sang it, too, for George Jones.
They sang it at his memorial, and he broke down and couldn't finish it.
Nope. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, when I heard it, that was it.
No, I'm telling you right now, go rest high on that mountain. Now, before I have Limey play part of it, people need to understand that it was written in memory originally of a singer, and then when he did for George Jones, it was also a singer, because there's a line in there where that he'd love to be able to see the faces of the angels when you sing, meaning you're gone, and in heaven, I know they're just stunned at your beautiful voice. Oh my goodness, Steve, that's a great one. And Vince Gill also sings the song that my wife and I consider our song. Sometimes a couple has a song that's their song, and that song is "Look at Us," which is a tremendous. Oh my! I got another one. Write this down so I don't forget it. Kathy Mattea, "Where Have You Been?" What else was in your dad's car? Just curious.
A lot of old George Jones. Remember the old song "The Fishing Hole"? He lived right across the street from the VFW, so my joke with him was, look, if I get a phone call that you can't make it home from there, you're in trouble. So, they had an old jukebox in there, and they played old country stuff. I mean, he had that. He was a Charlie Daniels. He loved Marshall Tucker. But he liked the old school stuff. You know, Don Williams, really old Hank.
Oh, my dad loved Don. Don Williams, to me, was a little bit slow. He never kind of got out of one tempo, but he was powerful.
Yeah.
All right, man. That had to be a tough ride. I'd have broken down a few times listening to that if I'd been in your situation listening to your dad's CDs. That's a great story.
Well, I still listen to the song occasionally because, you know, I think about him and stuff, and it still gets me. So,
Well, you're human. You're not like these robots I work with. You're human. And good for you.
If you don't get a tear in your eye from that song, there's something wrong with you.
I agree. Thank you, Steve.
Hey, thanks, guys.
All righty. Here goes Steve. You know what? Before we get ourselves in a situation here, Dan, are you listening or are you on the phone with somebody?
I'm listening.
We need to get John Long on the phone, because if we don't, time's going to get away from us. So while he does that, let me talk to, Brian. Hey, Brian, welcome to Country 590, the best country music ever recorded. How are you?
That's right, the request line. Hey, before George Jones, there was a guy that sang from the heart, big time, Hank Williams.
Well, sure.
And he's got two they're almost on the verge of being a good joke or one of the best country sad songs there are.
I agree.
One's called "Alone and Forsaken."
Ooh.
It's about meeting, marrying, and losing a girl.
Okay.
And the other one is "Ramblin' Man."
And you know what? Ooh. I know a bunch about Hank. I'm not familiar with those songs. This stuns people when you tell them this, though, because you hear Hank Jr. and Hank Sr., and Hank Sr. wrote something like 300 songs. He died at 29.
Yeah. And I believe he couldn't read or write.
No, that guy was a prolific songwriter. Yeah, no, he was just, he was given a gift at birth. And he wrote songs that had lyrics and meaning. When you listen to him, you think, well, the guy that wrote that had to be 60 years old and lived through everything. No, he was in his 20s. But he could write and relate to people who'd been through all kinds of heartache and misery. He had a tremendous
talent.
Alone
and forsaken.
Line, you write that down. Alone and forsaken. There you go. All right, thank you. Appreciate it, Brian.
All right, see you. Bye.
Bye-bye. What? Can I go say something? That's what I was going to say. You know what? Can we get John on, or all the lines tied up?
They're all tied up. I need that one jumped.
Kill Brian's line. Let him have that. Okay,
bye, Brian.
Take it. It's open. Grab it while it's open. He's going to get John Lothwell. I'm going to talk to Don while he does that. Hey, Don, welcome to 590. How are you?
Well, I'm AM and PM.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, Frank, I'm a lot like you.
I hope not.
Well, I think I am. There's a song by Alison Krauss.
Mm-hmm.
She did the... I Will is the name of the song. It was at my wife's funeral a year ago.
Oh, wow. Sorry.
I can't hardly not listen to it.
I Will?
I believe, yeah. It was like a Beatles cover, I think.
We'll find it. Limey will find it.
Who sang it?
Alison Krauss.
Okay.
Alison Krauss.
Yeah. It was before she went with, the Union and all that, but, yeah. And the other one is Neil Young, and that was Last Dance, I believe.
Okay.
You want some tear jerkers.
Well, I'll go with that. We'll get you a little listen to, if we have time, I Will, because that sounds like the one. I can tell that gets to you just talking about it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I appreciate it, Don.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you. I just got a text here from Johnny Holds of the Well Hungarians, and this is, I know this song, Doug Stone, I'd Be Better Off in a Pine Box. I'm telling you, folks, there's some good country music out there with my next stop. If there's a next stop for me after this, I'm going to tell you where it's going to be. If either one of the country stations have any vision at all. I believe two things. I believe there are lots of people out there who would love to hear the same country music I like to hear. And I'm not talking about that 40s, 50s twang and Porter Wagoner. I'm talking about the 80s stuff, the Alan Jackson, Garth Brooks, George Strait, what I think is the best of the best country music, because nobody's playing it. You got to go satellite radio to get it. Nobody has the vision to play it. The other thing people don't understand is there are millions of us out there who are baby boomers. And nobody seems to market to us or advertise to us. It's like we're irrelevant now. We got the money. We got more money than a 23-year-old has. And that's it. That's my sermon to the radio business. Let us bring in, and I'm going to ask John if his dad liked country music. I don't know the answer to that. We're going to find out as we listen to Dinah Shore, who ushers us into this introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to our favorite and what will become your favorite if you just bother to go there and include them in your shopping, Chevy dealer in the United States, John Landoff.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. And for reasons I'm not sure of, we got started on sad country music. How did this start? We started with people who died in plane crashes, like Patsy Cline, Jim Reeves.
Aretha Franklin.
It started with Aretha. That's right. Yeah. And then
who knows where you all go, because
Now, we don't even know ourselves how we get from point A to point B, but it gave us an opportunity, or at least me an opportunity, to play some of the greatest sad country music ever, and there's plenty of it. Your dad, was he a country music fan at all?
No.
And a lot of people aren't. If you say country music, their reaction is the same as mine is to rap.
He was Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
Sammy Davis Jr., of course.
That stuff's okay.
You know, I mean, yeah. I mean, he was just a huge fan of Frank Sinatra. Sammy, the Letterman. I remember the Letterman used to be one of his favorites.
And the Letterman to me, the Letterman. I get sick of him. But here's the thing. I actually get people who hate country music. I can understand it. I understand. I've listened to it.
I love country music.
I do too.
I didn't always. I was, growing up, big rock and roll guy. But then all of a sudden, started getting into hunting. Went to school in Texas. Man, you better like country music. Yeah. That's all you hear.
No kidding. It's like going to Texas and not liking football. Get out.
Oh man, it was fun. But actually, got to meet Vince Gill a few years ago. Mimi and I and. Ozzie Smith puts on an unbelievable event for PGA, and obviously had a lot to do with getting the tournament, here in St. Louis. But Kathleen Madigan was the comedian from St. Louis, so she starts off, and then Vince Gill gets up and get to meet him before the show. What a great guy!
No, he's a super talent and a nice guy.
Yeah, unbelievable, and sure. Yeah, love Vince Gill. Not a lot of country music. And, today, some of this country music, it's not really country music. It's like rap.
Yeah, it's like rap rock country. And then you got these guys with these ball caps and muscle shirts trying to show you how much time
they
spend.
That's real country
how
music.
How much time they spend in the gym. Are you kidding? Or are you serious?
This is authentic country music, not that twangy stuff you used to listen to.
What? So you're saying that George Strait, Alan Jackson, Vince Gill are not authentic country?
They are not authentic.
Well, you have no idea what you're talking about. You have no idea what you're talking about.
I have absolutely no idea what I'm talking about.
No, you don't.
You ate too many fish and chips.
I just wanted to just jump in, say something.
Well, lately you wanted to jump in and say a lot of things that were not very smart, and that's one of them. And give everybody your email address so they can pound you for saying that the people we mentioned aren't real country artists. Go ahead, LimeyPhillips@gmail.com. There you go.
Several of that music that we just played was terrible.
All right, folks, let him have it.
It was just terrible.
LimeyPhillips@gmail.com. Oh my goodness, are you off? You are way off on that. It's one thing to not like country, but to make the statement that George Strait and Alan Jackson and Garth Brooks,
Conway Twitty,
are not real country artists.
No,
man, did you spend too much time in Great Britain?
Who puts on a better concert than Garth Brooks? The answer? Nobody.
I have one for you that might make you change your mind. And if you ever get a chance to take Mimi to go see him, I'm going to say it is, if not the best, it's maybe one of the best three concerts I've ever seen. And it shocked me that it was so good. And that's Clint Black.
I had never expected it
to be good. No. Have you seen him in concert?
I thought, I bet Limey's favorite would be like Barry Manilow.
Barely man enough.
Yeah, what? Barely man enough.
Ha, 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 ha.
But, the latest performance, you've got Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood, his wife. I mean, come on. No. Garth Brooks was in St. Louis a couple of years ago. A big group of us went. It was at the Enterprise Center, but it was Scott Perry back then. And he'll make you laugh, and he'll make you cry. I was sitting there, and we're sitting in a suite, and all of a sudden I'm looking over, and like four of us crying. This song about a mother. Oh God, I'm telling you what, he's the best. I love Garth Brooks, but I love country music. And yeah, we've dropped the country western. It's just country music.
You know, he got a lot of his stuff, a lot of his stage stuff from watching Kiss growing up as a kid. He loved.
He got a lot of his. Stuff.
His stage,
his antics,
like
his
stage, antics. Pirate, his antics and pyrotechnics and things like
don't
that.
Don't get too technical with this, Dan.
No, I won't.
Stuff.
I won't. Yeah. His stage stuff.
His stage stuff. But I tell you, we got a lot of good stuff going on right now at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. That's right. 1375 Dunn Road. Check us out online, Londoff.com. LONDOFF.com. The 800-plus new and pre-owned vehicles priced ridiculously low. So take advantage, aim the PM crowd. Of course, I am AIM the PM.
Well, give it to him.
Of course. And we appreciate it.
Yeah. Funny stuff. You got to keep going. And I don't know who does the better imitation of Randy. Is it
Tim?
Or Cal?
Tim does a pretty good one.
Yeah, Tim does a good one.
A pretty good one.
You've met him, haven't you? You've met him.
Oh, several times. That's right. Several times. The one time you kept saying he's from Texas, he goes, "You know, John, I'm from Louisiana."
Well, that's the worst impression of him I've ever heard. You got to get Bud in there.
You can't say that to a customer.
Yes, I can. You got to get Bud in there. I can. I have.
Bud.
I'm a truth teller, and I would think you'd appreciate the truth. The worst thing you can do to somebody is tell them. The worst thing you do to somebody is tell them, "Hey, that's really good," and send them out to be harassed and heckled.
Okay, listen. Let me play devil's advocate. Listen to me once, okay?
Right.
Hey, John Landoff.
Yes.
That imitation of Randy was awesome.
Obviously, Tim needs a new car.
Thanks, Bud.
I'm just saying, you know, maybe you might want to go the way of lying for the benefit of
John,
the benefit.
I do want to ask you.
Not really lying. It's just not being rude. It's just not being rude.
Truthfulness is not rude.
It's better not to say anything, right? But it's frank opinion. It's your show. Oh, I forgot. That's right. It's your show. You can say and do whatever you want.
Well, sort of
true. No matter what.
Sort of true, but not true.
Just earlier, you were talking over the words, and then you start yelling at everyone else for talking over
the words. I was not talking over the words. I was talking between the words.
Oh my God. What's really the difference? You're still talking during the song.
Let's talk about this. I want to know more about this Tahoe, what is it, RST, or the one, the 6.2. I went and looked that up last night.
We sold the adorable Mimi Landoff's Tahoe, so I'm going to drive home a new Tahoe for her. So she's driving the RST. She called me a couple of hours ago. She goes, "Oh my God, this thing is fast. I mean, I've got to pick you up and take you out, let you take it for a spin."
Well, I'm going to take it for a drive, because it's about time Chevy put an engine like that in one of their either.
Then see, there you go again.
No, it's time. It is time.
You don't have to say it that way. You don't have to say. You can just say, "Man, that's awesome that Chevy has a vehicle like that." Because first of all, it's been offered in that Cadillac Escalade for years. They just said, "All right, let's really sell a lot and put it in the Tahoe versus selling a few Escalades."
If I had said what you just said, you'd jump all over me. Why would you mention Cadillac Escalade? We'll sell Escalades. See? I wouldn't have done that. This is my segment.
Well,
okay.
It's a full moon.
Okay.
Full moon today.
Give us a call. We're open now. We'll be there till 6:30, 7 o'clock tonight. Late tomorrow on Friday, and then the big weekend. Second to last weekend of August. Cannot believe it.
Wow.
Here we are. School starting already. How about traffic? Everyone, stay off of your cell phones. No texting and driving. Please be careful. There's so many accidents around, and I guarantee you majority today are created by someone texting when they should be concentrating on driving. So 314, that's the Johnny Landoff Chevrolet tip of the day. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at Landoff.com. Now, please play some Vince Gill.
I'll play a little bit. I will. Thank you, John.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Frank.
Bye-bye. Can we take a break as for stuff?
Yeah, sure.
Do it. Let's do it. We'll come back. This is, you're listening to 590 The Fan.
And we're going to check in with Joe Sonderman and see how traffic looks.
This report is brought to you by Pepto-Bismol. Just the normal congestion so far. 270 eastbound in North County, 40 westbound headed in through McCausland. 270 southbound already, though, from the Rock Road down through the work zone at Dorset is heavy and slow. I'm Joe Sonderman. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
It's Denise from the Appliance Discounters, and my brother Tony and I want to make it easy for you to shop local. At Appliance Discounters, you'll see a huge selection of appliances on display in kitchen suites. You'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable sales associate. Your appliance selection and service will always be at the very lowest price, and if you have any questions or need service after the sale, you can even speak directly to the owners. So be proud of your purchase and shop local with the Appliance Discounters at any of the 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where the patio is lined with trees, and in the breeze, there's the smell of Grecian shrimp. pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven, and it's no less inviting inside than a beautiful dining room with a service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled, where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs, then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
Now this is real country music.
Be quiet, you're making a fool of yourself.
Got a girl from the south side, got brazen hair. First time I seen her walk by, and I about fell off my chair. Had to get her number, and it took me like 6 weeks.
All right, this is Sam Hunt.
Yes, it is.
This is actually called country music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's crap. There's nothing about that that sounds like country. It sounds like semi-rap, techno, whatever. That is blasphemy toward when you're talking about country music. That's just horrible. There's nothing about that that sounds country. All right, get to some other business, and we actually have somebody on hold for Scott Sherman. This is one smart woman. She called early and got on the board. I have just enough. Let me talk to one of the.
Who's
been
holding
long? Yeah, Steve's been holding a long time. Before I do a break here, Steve, thanks for calling 590. What can we do for you?
Hey, Frank. Hey, good to hear you're playing country.
We're not really playing. This is just like a segment.
You didn't change your format yet?
Not yet. No.
you should though. I listen to Willie's Roadhouse most of the time during the day, and then I switch to you at night or in the afternoon. Gene Watson.
Yep.
Good country.
Yep.
Paper Rosie. That's a good one.
Okay. Yeah.
But you said something about Clint Black being the best concert.
I saw him at River City Casino, and my wife and I saw him, and we both agreed when we walked out of there, this is the best show we ever saw. He will blow you away.
We're going to see him at the River City this coming up.
Well, you call me and let me know. You will be blown away at how great this guy is. He will stun you. No, he plays multiple instruments, tells great stories, and everything he plays sounds just like the recording. This guy is a great performer. You're going to be really glad you went.
All right. Great.
Right, man. Have fun. Thank you. All right, there you go, Steve. I can get Randy in here, but he's got about 45 seconds. Randy, I hate to cut you so short. Welcome to 590. What's up?
No problem. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
I was going to say, first of all, Tim, I did catch your line earlier about playing country and Western, and I think everybody else skipped over that. That's a great line from the Blues Brothers.
I know, it's so a good line. I didn't get that reference. I'm sorry.
And then also for Limey, Frank, maybe you should just tie him down to the chair and play You Never Even Call Me By My Name. Then
That's a great country song. You Never Even Call. Is that David Allen? Who's that?
Yeah, David Allen Coe.
David Allen Coe.
Yeah, we'll torture him.
And then as far as the crying songs, and I hate to admit this, but if I said Red Sovine.
Yes.
Teddy Bear.
Yeah, it's actually too corny for me. It's over the top corny.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost up there like Bobby Goldsboro.
Yes, thank you. That's exactly what it's like, watching Scotty grow. Yeah, I never liked it just because it's like they're trying too hard. All right. Randy, good.
I think you should tie Trevor down and let him listen to David Allen Coe and That'll get them on the right track.
Musical waterboarding. That's what we'll call it. Thank you, Randy.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
We'll waterboard you with country music.
I think I know that song.
I think you'd actually like David Allen Coe.
We got to do a break or we're going to be out of business. And we'll come back after Tim Woodburn's news. Thompson Price is the longest running advertiser we have on the show. He's been on the show for 22 plus years. Long time, longer than we've been here and before we were even at the other place. That is the kind of loyalty. I don't even know how to thank somebody for that kind of loyalty. Oh, yes, I do. It's having you never forget to remind them your AM and the PM. I had a listener send me photos of her new bathroom that was just done. She says, ooh, look what Thompson Price's people did, and sent me photos of the bathroom. And it was beautiful, and yours will be too, as will your kitchen, because everything they do